Exclusive, Alex Marlowe on Breaking Biden. The evidence shows Joe Biden doesn't care about national security. By Alexander Marlowe on October 14, 2023. Folks are tired of being taken advantage of and played for suckers, Joe Biden said during remarks in the White House Rose Garden last Wednesday. Unfair fees known as junk fees, those hidden charges that companies sneak into your bill to make you pay more because they can. Simply because they can. Charges that are taking real money out of the pockets of American families, the president said, as if speaking to an audience of suckers. Yes, with Islamic terrorism dominating the front pages around the world, and with Americans literally being held hostage by Hamas at that exact moment, Joe Biden set his mind to vanquishing the evil that is junk fees. While no one likes junk fees, this is just the latest reminder that Joe Biden does not prioritize keeping Americans safe. Then again, what do we expect from a president who believes that the only existential threat we face is global warming? National security is Joe Biden's oldest and biggest blind spot. He is a foreign affairs dynamo in his own mind, a world-class diplomat. But his record shows that he is the exact opposite. I thoroughly document his numerous failings in my new New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden. Example after example illustrates a simple truth. Joe Biden has no interest in, or vision for, protecting the citizens of our country. Even the Democratic establishment knows this. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates said in 2014 that Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. However, the Obama administration still saw fit to put Biden in charge of Ukraine and China. Adding those countries to Biden's portfolio did not benefit any Americans, aside from the ones with the last name Biden. The Biden family cut lucrative deals in each country, and you'll find all the details extensively footnoted in Breaking Biden. Cash for terrorists. The Obama/Biden administration also airlifted Iranians $400 million in cash, delivered on a pallet, as part of a $1.7 billion payment. Who sends pallets of cash to people who want the United States and Israel wiped off the map? Barack Obama and Joe Biden, apparently. They funded the funders of terrorism with your taxpayer dollars in the most humiliating way possible. Sadly, Joe has continued this legacy since ascending to the Oval Office. He has tried to revive the Iran nuclear deal, which allowed Iran to make progress toward becoming a nuclear power. Since Biden has been president, the UN nuclear watchdog found that Iran has enriched uranium to near weapons grade, empowering Putin. Not only did the revival of the Iran nuclear deal empower and embolden the evil Iranian regime, which has its fingerprints all over the latest round of brutal terror that saw innocent children murdered in their homes, Russia is a key partner in the deal. Vladimir Putin was already the American left's most hated international villain before the Ukraine invasion. But Biden's renewed interest in an Iran deal will actually strengthen Putin's geopolitical position. The media and political establishment have been deafeningly silent on the subject, which is not only next-level hypocrisy, but also a national disgrace. Biden has also strengthened Putin by embracing policies that seek to cripple the American energy sector. Hostility to harvesting our own abundant national resources not only causes energy costs to go through the roof, it also benefits other hostile energy-producing nations like Russia and Venezuela. They can use the windfall profits from rising energy prices to fund whatever they please. Like, for example, an invasion of a neighboring country. While he has enriched our enemies, Biden has also alienated key allies like Saudi Arabia and Israel. This week, he is acting like a steadfast partner to Israel. It's a welcome reversal. But it comes long after he had earned a reputation as being the most hostile president toward Israel, according to the Zionist Organization of America. Liberating jihadis, emboldening extremists. The instance where Joe most strongly asserted himself against the advice of his inner circle was his disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. We're still paying the price for that decision. Iran only began planning the recent attacks on Israel after the U.S. departed from the region, leaving more than $7 billion of U.S. equipment in the hands of the regime that sponsors terrorism. As I detail in Breaking Biden, allies knew the withdrawal would be a victory for global jihad. The United Kingdom's Chief of the Defense Staff General Nick Carter said in 2021, "Emphasis mine, Withdrawal under these circumstances would be perceived as a strategic victory for the Taliban, which would weaken the alliance and embolden extremists the world over. Rory Stewart, a former British cabinet minister, said that the failed withdrawal demonstrated the West's impotence. These words are much more haunting now after Hamas's attack on Israelis. Upon America's withdrawal from Afghanistan, thousands of prisoners who were detained at Bagram Air Base were freed. These weren't petty criminals, they were heavy hitters from the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and the Islamic State, ISIS. Those three organizations all became stronger thanks to Joe Biden's policies. Giving China another win. Adding insult to injury, Russia and China got to savor watching their primary geopolitical foe suffer a humiliation on the world stage. Chinese Communist Party, CCP, state media immediately declared that China was the real winner of the Afghanistan debacle. China shares a small section of border with Afghanistan and saw America's pullout as a business opportunity. Naturally, this excited the Taliban as well, which accepted Beijing's offer to help rebuild Afghanistan. In early 2023, the Taliban and China's Xinjiang Central Asia Petroleum and Gas Company signed an oil extraction deal. China and the Taliban's partnership is bound to deepen. The fallout from Biden's failure is immense and seemingly unending. Biden empowered China as vice president and downplayed the threat they posed during his presidential campaign. From the swirly summit in Anchorage to the Chinese occupying American farmland to the massive humiliation of the Chinese spy balloon, Biden's ineffectuality in the face of the CCP is undeniable. His family's business ties to China are a blight on our country. One shocking incident of the Biden family's way too cozy relationship with the CCP was when a Chinese company acquired oil from America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve released by Biden. The company that received the oil just so happens to have a connection to Hunter Biden. There are several other examples like this one documented in Breaking Biden that are equally as outrageous. Empowering the cartels, endangering Americans. And Biden has also refused to tackle America's most basic national security issue of all, our open southern border. I write in Breaking Biden that he has treated America as a sanctuary country. He has had 50 years in politics to address this clear vulnerability, yet he has not done so. This is intentional. As president, he handed off responsibility to Vice President Kamala Harris, perhaps the only person less capable than he is himself. After 5 decades in politics, Biden finally started taking action on immigration after state and local Democrats spoke up following Texas Governor Greg Abbott's highly effective busing campaign. But Joe Biden had already empowered Mexican cartels, which smuggle humans and drugs into our country, leading to a heightened humanitarian crisis. The downstream effects of this failure are far too numerous to fully describe in this column. Domestically, he has not been any better. He has also abandoned our cities to criminals and anarchic politicians who seek to protect lawbreakers at the expense of the law-abiding. He has AWOL as our metropolis's burn, likely because taking a strong stand against urban crime is likely to alienate some of his voter base, something Joe Biden is loath to do. Joe Biden delegates many of his policies to phony experts. He entrusts his diplomacy to influence peddling grifters and entrusts our homeland to open borders zealots. When it comes to national security, his legacy has been a 360-degree failure. He bears significant responsibility for the fate suffered by the American victims of Hamas's most recent attack. He is a faithless partner to our allies, he is a patsy to foreign financial interests, and he is a mascot for the military-industrial complex. It is a record that has made America weaker and her people less safe. What is safe to say, however, is that Joe Biden simply doesn't care. After all, none of this is an existential threat. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News and a New York Times best-selling author. His new book Breaking Biden is available now. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlowe.